Hallelujah, good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for your great love that is real and it's sure and it's there for us, Lord, so as to wake up, Lord, to come out of carnality into the Spirit and into your plan for our lives, Lord, all through fellowship with you, Father, fellowship with you, Jesus, through the power of the Holy Spirit that is as the author and the perfecter of the faith that comes from Jesus. So thank you. Thank you for this word this morning, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the encouragement and the light that is necessary, Lord, to get your body to arise and shine. Thank you, Lord, for you to light the fire in each and every one of us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 4, verse 3 to 6. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled in them that perish, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelieving, that the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should not dawn upon them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus' sake. Seeing it is God that said, light shall shine out of darkness, who shined into our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah. Here's the important thing, you know. We were all once carnal, caught up in the lies of the evil one through the Spirit at work in sons of disobedience, Ephesians 2 verse 2. And then God called us, worked at us, Yes, in our situations, which things weren't too nice, but it was a spiritual meeting. He met us in our hearts, and through him working in our hearts, we turned to the living God. And the big reality there is we turned to God. We didn't turn to religion. We didn't turn to church. We turned to God. And yes, those other things would come as the Lord would lead. He would lead us into where we need to slot in and what we need to do to fulfill our purpose. But this is a picture I sit with this morning. You know, we come out of darkness and we come to the family of God. And then many times, and we get caught up in the meetings, caught up in the doctrines of the certain church and their belief, where they at. And everyone can only share from their own heart. What they've seen or what they heard is what they declare. So you in this fellowship, and this fellowship is the dimensions of the length, the breadth, and the height of the love that the pastor and the leadership have taken hold of. And you can get so caught up there that you're missing out on what God is wanting to say to you. And you're missing out on that unique relationship where he takes you, where he meets you as a child. Remember, we come in as babes, and we then desire the pure spiritual milk of the word. And one of the first beautiful keys of the spirit, getting the spiritual milk of the word, is to get it from your God. It was your God that called you. It was him that drew you into his marvelous love, his beautiful kingdom, and he's got plans for you. Amen. He's there to write his laws on your heart and your mind. So the most important thing is fellowship with the Father and Son. That is where babes grow. When I was a child, I thought like a child. I spoke like a child. But when I became a man, I put away these childish things. Now, how do we grow and how do we come like mature men and women? Amen. And what's a maturity measured by? The measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ, Ephesians tells us. It's when we fellowship with the Lord, when we're beholding the Lord as in a mirror, when we beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror. That's where yesterday's readings, we see we don't lose heart. And that's where we need to get when our heart is touched like that. And then our soul and our body is then busy with that which God has told us. That becomes our involvement in ministries and with God's purpose. But the key to changed life, the key to not losing heart, the key to being on fire for the Messiah and to fill your purpose, it's the Lord first. It's fellowship with the Lord. Seeing the Lord face to face, that is coming boldly to the throne of grace to find grace and mercy for the time of need. We can see that in Hebrews chapter 4. Now, just before that, it talks about entering into the rest, the Sabbath rest, where we cease from our own works and enter into His works. So that is a big key, guys. That is what must always be the center of our thinking, our attitudes and our actions and our involvement, is because we draw close to the Lord. We come morning by morning and let Him waken our ear, and we see Him face to face. And that's where we turn from carnality into spiritual. And that's where we stay in tune with the Almighty and His almighty plan for us, that will be a blessing to ourselves, to our families, to our church, and to our ministry. So the key, guys, is beholding the glory of the Lord as in a mirror, and we are changed from glory to glory as by the Spirit. And that's serving the Lord. And that is where He commands light to shine out of darkness into our hearts, so that we can be a reflection. Remember Jesus, our role model, the one we're looking to now, we're yearning from by the Spirit. How was His walk? He never done nothing but what the Father told Him to do, what came from the throne room, that came from His spending time with His God and then walking conscious of His God. And that's how He could grow from a baby to a young man to a spiritual father, the Son led by the Spirit, to ultimately take away our sins and then ultimately take the place that He holds now, where He's ruling and reigning, to wake up the whole body to bring about the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. So guys, focus, fellowship with the Almighty is the most important thing. We can see that with the beloved disciple John as well. And I shared those scriptures yesterday where he says, what we have seen and heard, this is what we declare. And what we declare is what we get from our fellowship. Our fellowship wasn't just when Jesus was on the earth. Our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And we write this so your joy can be complete. This is where we find our joy. And our joy is related to our story, our name written. Jesus says, rejoice because your name is written in heaven. So guys, the focus, the key is letting God shine out of darkness into your heart, so as to be that which God made you to be. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.